Hello, my fellow nerds. Welcome back to another video. And today we're going to be talking about Fallout New Vegas. Now, Fallout New Vegas is a game by Bethesda Studios. Now, Fallout in itself is a game about post-apocalyptic worlds where you are an adventurer and you have to find different things or do different missions. Such as, in Fallout 4, find your son, Sean. Fallout New Vegas, find the guy who killed you. Or tried to kill you and shot you. Fallout 3, venture into the wasteland to find your father. I don't know what Fallout 76, like, you're just allowed to go and stuff. But enough of that. Fallout bought. Bethesda bought Fallout from the original creators. The original creators made games kind of called Fallout 1, Fallout 2, Fallout Brotherhood of Steel. Other things like that. And they have DLCs. A whole lot of them. Like Blood Money. And stuff like that. But Fallout... Okay, so I'm going to be talking about Fallout New Vegas for today. Fallout New Vegas. You are a courier. Now, I just want to say real quick. But Obsidian helped with... Helps them make these games. I think with the sound, but I don't know. But... You are a courier. You are a courier. You have delivered a package to a guy named... Well, spoiler warning, obviously. Spoiler warning for all of these games. Yeah. Crap. I already spoiled it all. I'll put spoiler warning in the title, but anyway. You are a courier. In a post-apocalyptic world. You were making a delivery to Mr. House when suddenly... A guy named Benny in a dotted coat kills you and takes what you have on you. The platinum chip. You have to find him. You awake in Good Spring, yeah. A guy named, man named Doc Mitchell helps you get better health, talks to you, goes to the Vigor-O-Matic, gives you Fallout suit and Pet Boy 3000 A. You can raid his house for stim packs and everything. You meet the robot that helped, that digged you out of the grave. You talk to him, find out who it is, and then I'm gonna leave the rest for you, guys. Now, in my own playthroughs, I haven't finished the game, but in my own playthroughs, I find it hard to wipe out the Brotherhood base. I keep on dying. Yeah, it's one of the I spoiled it again. It doesn't matter. But yes, that happens. Well, since this is my first podcast, I'm going to leave it here, guys. Thanks so much for listening, and stay nerdy. Hello, my fellow nerds, and welcome back to another podcast, Staying Strong. Now, this episode is probably going to be mostly about Fallout. I know. Easton, why are you doing Fallout? Because I freaking love Fallout. It's a great game. And I know that my whole, like, first set, like, my introduction of it was a whole, just talking about the game, first, Infamous New Vegas. Listen, I know. I don't know how to do this yet. Anyway... Fallout 3. In a world, post-apocalyptic world to be exact, a boy, any or girl, any name you freaking want, is stuck inside of a vault named Vault 101. One.
his dad teaches him. His mom dies at birth. And his dad escapes the vault. He goes, the son obviously follows in his footsteps. Places that you find is Remegaton, Revert City, places like that. You discover missions, you do all this crazy stuff, and it's awesome. Play Fallout 4, 3 today.